Hello, hello, bitches. Welcome to the Listen Bitch Podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast with your favorite mindset coach and podcast host, me, Brandon Lynette, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith. Buckle up, babe. You're in the right place. Okay, you guys, this is not the Spill the Tea podcast episode. I know I dropped some hints. I dropped some hints on Facebook Live, and so people are going crazy, but today's not the day, honey bun. It is Wealth Check Wednesday, and I want to check in with you guys. I want you to be checking in with you. So housekeeping, if you are not already following me on BrandonLynette.com, sign up for emails, go there and you can get the link to this video. If you do not follow me on YouTube, it will show you exactly where you need to go. And at that website, BrandonLynette.com, you can pick up my books, which I highly recommend. And they're also on Audible. Actually, most of the people I know did Audible and the book so they could read along with me. But I'll just tell you guys, like, recording audio, book audio was probably like the best days of my life. Some of the top funnest shit I've done in my career. Like, that shit was awesome. I like that even better than keynote speaking, for sure. Well, obviously, duh, because I'm in a studio by myself. Keynote speaking is a lot. It's a lot. And there's people. There's a lot of peopling. But yeah. Okay. So listen, we are doing something new because I am going to start holding myself accountable to posting the videos. You guys, I know I just record the audio, but, that's why I want you to hold me accountable. So if you get some love letters from me and you're not getting the YouTube link, then that means I'm probably bitching out. And I know a lot of people are pissed off because here I am every single day, like, babe, step into your potential. You get to choose what comes next. If you don't like your life, you could do something about it. And the whole time, like, you know, it's been keeping me awake lately. Like, what more can I do? What more can I do? And see, the thing is, people are like, how do you already do what you do? That's not even the thing, right? Like, homeschooling, that's just what I do. So it's not like I took on something extra. It's just, it's who I am. It's who I've been for as long as I can remember, since my baby was in kindergarten, really. So all these things, like, it seems like I'm busy, but I'm not. And I'm not playing to my potential because there's a lot of marketing I could do with just all of these videos. I tell you guys, repurpose your content. I haven't been doing that. I shy away from, like, the editing and the cutting videos up and all of that. I don't know what it is about it. I get super frustrated, but I think that's just part of my self-sabotage habits. So Wealth Check Wednesday, okay? Number one, are we playing to our potential? And what is it that you would love to do for an extra stream of income? Okay? I want you to ask yourself that question. Like, if I was going to play to my potential and I wanted to have fun in this life, okay? Because everyone's taking it too fucking serious right now, okay? You're taking it too serious. You're getting extreme on shit that doesn't even matter at this point. You're taking it too serious. So if you were going to have fun in life, like, what is a cool way to make some money? And I'm going to tell you the light bulb moment I had, okay? If you follow me on Facebook, you know that I brought some girls up from the basement. By girls, I mean hair, okay? And I wigged out today. I wigged out. And that's so much fun for me. And I was thinking, man, wouldn't that be fun to do on TikTok? Like, to go and sell wigs? And I'm sure people are doing it. It's just not on my For You page because I haven't worn wigs in a long time. How much fun would that be, right? Because everyone is always telling me, everyone's like, Brandon, you should really start sell makeup or something, do something like that, right? That wouldn't be fun for me, okay? For one, I'm not a makeup artist. I love the makeup. I love putting it on myself. I can't do it on other people. I wouldn't have fun doing that. I wouldn't have fun telling people how to do makeup because I can't tell you what I do. I just do it, right? Like, I've been doing it for 40 years. I do it in my sleep. There's no technique. There's no skill. There's no specific brush. 9 times out of 10, I'm using my fingers, right? Like, there's no... just wing it. So that wouldn't be fun for me. Bartending is fun for me, but with my husband's schedule, that's only an option 2 nights a week. That's super fun. I love it. Okay. What could you do that's fun? I want you to start asking yourself, like, how much for me, okay, for me, I'm like, this wig thing, I'm really going to look this up because, bitch, if I could find someone, if I could find a company or someone that has them, that has an affiliate program, I'm fucking in. That would be the shit. Like, just trying on hair all day. And I mean, not all day, obviously, but a couple hours a day, like going crazy. I mean, that would be some fun shit. So have fun with this. You need multiple streams of income. That is no longer an option. Having multiple streams of income, it's important because this is where you're going to get your financial security. And then there's that reduced reliance on just maybe even a single source of income, okay? If you diversify, that's going to protect you against unexpected events, right? Nothing is ever guaranteed. Like, I can't work outside of the home full time because my husband got a promotion, and I just, the hours aren't available with our priority with homeschooling the kids plus his schedule. So me being able to have like multiple streams of income online, it's very cool. Okay. Very cool. And there's things I would recommend, like, you know, what is the lowest overhead business you could do? And I would say that's network marketing. It's network marketing. And I know I have a love-hate relationship with it. I saw a lot of, shit I don't believe in, but I'm also seeing some tables turn. In the past 60 days, I have watched stuff unfold before my eyes that I'm like, I didn't think that would happen. And maybe it's changing my focus because I was very ick. Okay. Network marketing gave me an ick. Here's the thing. I never stopped receiving a check though. I get a couple hundred dollars a month from several businesses. And it's just, it's the easy money, right? It's the whatever money. You find something that you love, but you're not putting a lot of money into a brick and mortar business. It cost, you know, my husband and I a lot of money to start a power washing business because you have to have all the things, right? You have to have the equipment. You just have to have things. Very different than doing something online. But you have this, when you are willing to go outside of your comfort zone and start that multiple stream, okay, you've got increased wealth and flexibility in managing finances. This is where you get to start to play big with like investments. And, you know, you're not dependent on one source, right? We know with COVID, the big COVID spoof, a lot of people got fucked with their jobs. Like a lot of people lost their jobs. Then you've got people being forced to take a vaccine because there was no my body, my choice. People forced to take a vaccine to keep their jobs. And when you have a family, you know, I don't know what we would have done. My husband was working, and if his job would have mandated that, I mean, yeah, he would have quit. But what, you know, if that was our only source of income, we would have been high and dry. So you should never be dependent on one source of income. Absolutely not. And this like allows you to tap into different areas of interest. It keeps you motivated. It keeps your brain on fire. I talk about, you know, a lot of brain health on this podcast because you got to keep connecting these new synapses. Okay. That's how you keep your brain growing and how you keep it young. Learning something new. This is where you're going to get that personal fulfillment. This is where you're going to get some of that passion back for life, some zest. Like, bitch, you will see how excited I am to sell some wigs. Like, I would fucking love that. How have I not thought of this sooner? Okay. That's my only question right now is like, why did this not come to me sooner? I'm always thinking like, what could I do for some extra income? What can I do? I just wrote a nonfiction book or a fiction book on, what is the platform called? You guys, I forgot. I wrote a book for a contest and guess what? I made some money. Fun shit. Okay. It's just about having fun. There are fun ways to make money. This is it. And you deserve financial independence. You deserve financial independence. And there are things like, you know, my daughter went to school for film and she's really good at editing. Okay. She's really good at a lot of shit. And I'm always like, man, you can make some extra cash, you know, on different platforms like Fiverr, Upwork. If you guys don't know what these are, I mean, if you ever saw my podcast commercial, that was my Egyptian guy from Fiverr. If you go to my website, my Egyptian, if you go to my listenbitchdonations.com, which you should be going there anyway to throw a couple bucks at your girl. That's my Egyptian. Okay. I found this guy on Fiverr and he has been doing all of my stuff since, I don't know, like 2 years. Okay. do that. Get on those platforms and see how you can freelance and what you can offer people. Because I guarantee you got skills, and maybe you don't want to do a podcast. That's cool. Maybe you're not into writing books, but maybe you like editing. Maybe you like web design. Maybe you like that shit. This is how you get outside of yourself and you start doing that. You can offer skills like, you know, writing. You could do graphic design, programming, marketing, consulting services to people around the world. Like, the opportunities are endless. If you're knowledgeable in a specific area, and I guarantee if you think about it, there is something you're knowledgeable about, okay? This is where you can create and sell online courses, ebooks. There's a passive income for you, you know? Affiliate marketing is huge. It has exploded. And that's what I'm talking about, like the wigs. Like, what is it that you would love to hang out and do or to talk about? Do I love makeup? Yes, but I wouldn't have fun trying to help other people with that. Can I help you with a wig? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's easy peasy. You pick out a piece of hair you like and you put it on and you rock the day. Okay. But there's a lot of affiliate marketing platforms. So you've got like Amazon, right? There's so many affiliate opportunities on, you know, products that will earn you commission on TikTok. That's fucking huge right now. That's huge. Honestly, Amazon is the biggest one that comes to mind for affiliate marketing, but it's everywhere. It's everywhere. My neurotropic mushroom coffee that I share in the comments. Guess what? I get a paycheck. It's affiliate marketing. My favorite product that I take, the three scoops that have me looking young and stunning, have me feeling great and healthy. Affiliate program. I get a paycheck from that too. What else do I share that I love that pays me? A lot of shit, you guys, a lot of shit. I have a lot of shit, even on my TikTok platform, that makes a couple bucks here and there, you know, just shit I use every day, like curlers, makeup, whatever that is. It's super easy. You promote the products and services, you earn commissions, and this can be a steady passive income if you're committed, right? If you treat it like a job and not a hobby. Maybe you want to blog or do content creation. TikTok is blowing up for that. And I want to tell you right now, don't compare yourself to other people. Okay. Don't be like me. I've avoided doing these videos because I'm just like, man, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to be big. And then I'm also scared of like, what if I am? What if I was good enough to be, you know, a household name and people were like, fuck yes, I want to start my day with Brandon Lynette because she's going to make sure I'm stepping into my potential and I'm doing everything. And the best part is that she's putting herself out there, right? So what you're going to want to do is everything I haven't been doing, right? You're going to want to do these videos, get them uploaded on YouTube, okay? Monetize these things with ads, sponsorships. There's membership programs like Patreon. I'm going to fuck with that tonight. I'm going to see what that looks like, you know? E-commerce. I know so many people that still make a fuck ton of money on Etsy. Bitch, I've never been on Etsy. I don't know shit about it, but I know people are making money on it. I literally just got an email for someone inviting people to her class because she makes multi-millions on Etsy, okay? Sell those physical products, whatever that looks like, through the e-commerce store or leverage drop shipping, right? I think this, being willing to put yourself out here to even start to have this conversation of another stream of income, bitch, I know you need it. I've never known anybody that was like, oh no, I'm making enough money, I don't need any more. I don't know anybody that couldn't use an extra couple hundred dollars. You know what I'm saying? I don't know anybody that couldn't use just an extra stream of income or even, you know, the foundation to be able to just not have to work for the man, right? Nobody wants to work for the man. Nobody wants to have a boss. This is how you kind of escape all of that. But when you start having this passive income, you start investing, right? A lot of people right now, the average American household income can't invest. They just don't have it. They're living paycheck to paycheck and they don't have the money to invest, to grow stocks, to do any shit like that, okay? To fuck with Bitcoin, to do anything like that. Get the capital to invest. Go crazy. Start creating that passive income. And then you've also got, you know, maybe you don't want to be the face of whatever, okay? Like, I'm the face of my brand, right? I am the face of this. I represent all of this. I'm happy to do that. But I would appreciate at one point in my life having someone manage all the social media and the marketing that I do. Like, it's fun to do this, but I don't like the editing. I'm gonna have to do it for a while, right? I'm gonna have to do it until it's worth it to pay someone. But maybe you could be that person that manages someone else's brand and social media accounts. I know a lot of people that do that and love that. doing, I know I missed out something I'm kicking myself for. TikTok had a subscription, not a subscription. What is the word I'm thinking of? Like you could buy a virtual class through TikTok. It was super easy. There was no outside website to come up with. There was not, it was just easy peasy. Like people could buy into the content, get the course right there. That was super, super easy. You could do something like that. Like maybe, you know, you're into the coaching side. It's the teaching side. You know, I'm joking about that tonight because I am constantly telling people what to do and I'm not always doing it. So those that don't do usually teach. I'm a good teacher. I'm a good teacher. Maybe you want to be a virtual assistant. Maybe you don't even care if it's like online. Maybe you want to be, you know, neck deep in it, getting your hands dirty and actually out in the public, then be a personal shopper, go get groceries for someone, whatever this looks like that can fit into your time schedule. But multiple streams of income are really non-negotiable. I want you guys to think about when I was talking about the housekeeping, okay? Part of what I think is really important is that you are checking in with your finances, okay? That you are, you know, being responsible with that. Something I learned a long time ago is you kind of have to date your money. Your relationship with money kind of reflects your relationship with yourself. And if you're neglecting yourself, you're neglecting your money. And how can you call that out to light? Like, what is the one thing you can work on now to shift your relationship with money, to make it something that's positive, to make it something that you're welcoming, not something you're chasing and ultimately repelling, right? There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of crazy mindsets with money that aren't healthy. And I've struggled through a lot of that. Like my girls, my oldest girls, you know, grew up with a really toxic side of money and it's coming out now. It's heartbreaking how much I've taught them. That is very negative. So, thank God I get another chance to do this right and to help them heal through the money trauma. But I haven't had the best relationship with it. And it is an ever-growing, ever-evolving process. And every time I look at the money situation, there's something inside myself that is reflecting upon that, you know? So always, like, your self-worth is your net worth, like your, you know, the core of your health. And I'm not just talking about like physical health, but all of your health matters. That's your money. Health is wealth. And if you're taking care of yourself and you're treating yourself well, it's crazy because everything calibrates to that. Like all your blessings are there just waiting for you to decide that you're worth it, for you to decide that you are worthy and deserving of abundance. Like it's right there. And you just have to see it inside yourself. And literally, I don't care who you are. Everything you need is in you. You were born with everything you need. Everything you need, everything you're meant to be, all of your potential, all of this is inside of you. And I think the biggest shift in my personal development game, in who I'm becoming and who I am and my potential, is to realize that I have to walk with Christ to do this. I do. I just kept trying to make up my own rules. I was zigging when I should be zagging. And it was a mess. It was a mess. I walked away from a huge coaching income in my business because I was doing the devil's work, and it was a big wake up call. So I've had to rebrand, recalibrate, start over. I've started over so many times. And I think that's part of the resilience that you start to get, is that so many people will be like, yeah, Brandon, I do want to start this multiple stream of income, but I'm just tired of starting over. I've tried a few things. It didn't work for me. What if it's that next thing you do that's really going to be the thing that pops off for you? What if it's the next thing? I know you bitches have seen that graphic on social media where it's the two guys digging into a tunnel and the one guy gets tired of digging. And so he walks away and the next guy just takes two hits at that wall and he finds gold, right? That's exactly what it's like. When these people are telling you, like, everyone's like, I wasn't an overnight success. It was like a 12-year success, a 10-year success. It's all of this shit. It's that starting over. It's not like they found the exact thing 10 years ago and now they've blown up. I guarantee there was a lot of shifting and changing, a lot of shit going on behind the scenes. But this is the thing that I'm going to tell you right now. Listen, bitch, okay? 10 years is going to go by. 10 years is going to go by right now. So you can either start fucking with it and do the start over and kind of get over yourself, right? Gary Vee says, get the fuck over yourself, meaning you don't get to hold yourself back because of your ego. You don't get to say, you know, but everybody's better. My value's not out there. I promise you have something to share. And you know what has solidified that for me is that I've been having those conversations with people, with strangers, and every day, everybody has a fucking story and it's worth being told. Those of you that are willing to put your ego aside and willing to be a face on the big scary internet, there's someone out there that needs to hear your story. That's all I'm saying. And that thing that, you know, you're most afraid to share, that's going to be the thing that highlights you, you know. And the best piece of advice I could give you, if you're like, all right, you know what, I'm inspired today, I'm really going to go for this, I want to step into my potential, I want to create the massive streams of income, multiple streams of passive income. Okay. We want our money to be making money while we're sleeping. If that's you, the best piece of advice I could give you is honestly just be you. Don't come out here trying to play a role. Don't be trying to act like someone that you're not. Okay. The best thing I've ever done for myself, the biggest favor, is that I've always been true to who I am. I've always been solid on my core ethics and values, and I've never wavered in that. Okay. I've made a lot of mistakes, but it's never fake. And it's not fake because I don't ever come out here and try to pretend to be something I'm not. And when I mess up, you guys know it. You know it. And I, you know, I've had to apologize to a lot of people over the past few years because of the mistakes I've made, but I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to keep going. And I think if you come out here authentically, it's so much easier. It's so exhausting to start anything if you're trying to pretend to be someone you're not. Okay. So I don't want you to come out here day one acting like you're on day 5,000. Okay. I know there's a lot of people that hype it up and they try to tell you to kind of lie to get where you're going. That's not what we want to do. We want to start. Be willing to start at zero, right? Be willing to start on ground one. Do you guys want to know how many day ones I've had? Like, this is literally a day fucking one for me. This is a day one. And if you go look at my YouTube history, I've got quite a few videos posted. I have a few podcast audio episodes that are up there. But look how many times I started and I'd post a couple days and then I stop. A couple years later, I post a couple days, I stop. I have started and stopped and started and stopped because I get into that, you know, I get into my ego and it's too much and I get lazy and I get, you know, I'm like, well, Brandon, you're already doing the podcast. Just be happy about that. But it's not enough, is it? It's not enough. If I want things to change, then I have to do something different. And I love where I'm at with the podcast. I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. I love every fucking one of you. Thank you for sharing the podcast. My numbers grow. They really do. But what I know to be true is that it could be growing more if I'm willing to do some extra work, if I'm willing to, you know, be consistent when it comes to YouTube and Rumble and Patreon, right? It's that consistency. And I've proven to myself that we could be consistent because here we are at the podcast, 2 years old, and I have almost 400 episodes. Okay. That's some fire right there. So now it's time to level up. And I've said this before. I'm not afraid to start over. Okay. I slack lacked. And now I'm excited. Maybe you guys could follow me even. I could do a live journey. I'm going to do some research tonight about selling wigs on, you know, TikTok or whatever, wherever, anywhere that has like an affiliate program, that I like the hair. Okay. That's an important part of this. I have to like the hair, right? So we're going to do some research. We're going to check it out. You guys can follow me on that journey and maybe you could watch what it is to start at ground one for a extra stream of income. But I want you guys to really seriously, like, kind of journal about your relationship with money right now, how you feel about it, where you're at, how's your budget? What does this look like for you? And what could you do with an extra couple hundred dollars? And if there's anything that I'm already doing that you're interested in, I would help you for free to get started. Like any of my network marketing, any of my affiliate marketing, for that couple hundred bucks a month, I would be super happy to help you get that started. Okay. But that's it today, babies. Okay. Listen, I have court tomorrow. Isn't that so fucking crazy to say? I have court tomorrow because of the two warrants that I had for my arrest. So I will fill you guys in. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow's episode. I kind of want to get through court and see how it plays out so I could have the final story So I'm not sure if it would be tomorrow's or if I pop up a Friday episode or if you're going to have to wait over the weekend till Monday to find out how the fuck Brandon Lynette had two warrants for her arrest, because that is fucking crazy. Okay. And tomorrow's episode, I do want to talk a little bit about grief. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about the suicide epidemic that is sweeping the nation. And I'm not talking the recent one with the politics, because that to me is like insane. Okay. I'm talking like the people that are really struggling, trying to live here, and it's in their own life. It's not because of choices outside of ourselves. Okay. I want to talk about that. So that's tomorrow's podcast for sure. Okay. Whether or not I talk about my warrants, I'm not sure. So you guys just have to stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you don't want to drop a couple bucks at the listenbitchdonations.com, which my Egyptian set that up, at least go check it out. He did a really great job. I love the color scheme. It's definitely on brand for me. So go there just for fun. It doesn't cost you to click on it. I just want you to check it out. Okay. What else was I saying? My daughter's calling me. So I lost my train of thoughts because I have squirrel brain. But yeah, if you're not going to check out Listen Bitch Donations and throw a couple bucks there to buy your girl some chai tea, then please definitely leave a review on the podcast. Okay. Whether it's on, you know, YouTube or Spotify or Apple, stars are cool, but written reviews are where the magic happens. Okay. That's the power. And your written reviews are going to give me what I need to start hitting up sponsors. Okay. Because I feel like we're just out here flailing. We need to start moving this podcast with some intention. Okay. Cause if that's what I want to do, then we're going to go all in. So, all right, babies, I love you. I love you. And I will see you tomorrow.